May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. What is God like? A question I know you're all going to be mulling over at lunch. What is God like? Fast forward to tomorrow, and you're speaking to someone at work or school or the gym or college or wherever you find yourself on Mondays. Conversation turns to what you did at the weekend. By the time the weather is dispatched, the subject of Sunday comes up and church. It was Trinity Sunday, you say. Oh, I've heard about that. What does it mean? What do you say? If you were going to prepare for the conversation, you might turn to what is in our worship this morning. If you turn to the news sheet for a minute and the collects, the church's prayers for today. A collect is what's used by every Church of England church in the country, and except for cultural differences throughout the whole of the Anglican Communion. A collect, which is just a word, means a little song. A collect sums up the theme of the worship. That is the lens through which we see God, and God sees us. And it's what we offer to God in worship. So our two collects for Trinity Sunday. Almighty and everlasting God, you've given us your servants grace by the confession of a true faith to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity and in the power of the divine majesty to worship the unity. And in our post-communion collect, Almighty and eternal God, you've revealed yourself as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit and live and reign in the perfect unity of love. And they both go on. Here's a tip to understand the collects that we use. Everything that precedes the colon is about an attribute of God, or about what God has done, or about who God is. They're statements of acclamation. For example, last week on the Feast of Pentecost, our collect began, God, who has at this time taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending to them the light of your Holy Spirit. And at Easter we prayed, Lord of all life and power, who through the mighty resurrection of your Son overcame the old order of sin and death to make all things new in him. The beginning of each collect says something of what we believe about God. And there's 104 different collects just for the Sundays, let alone for the other special days and remembrances throughout our year. So our collects say something in answer to our question, what is God like? And this morning, our collects say something about what the church believes about God and about how it's expressed. How might these help in that conversation you may have tomorrow? Well, in our two this morning, there's something about eternity, about power, divinity, majesty, unity. These may help somewhat in exploring what Christians mean, what we may mean when we speak of God as Trinity. In the reading from Paul's letter to the Romans, we heard a bit of Paul galloping over the nature of God in his attempt to explain how being in God works. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Further on, God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that's been given to us. God, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, something here also about unity and power, but especially about hope, the hope, St. Paul says, which doesn't disappoint, that is, it doesn't let us down. What might we say tomorrow? Perhaps then, Jesus can make more sense of all of this. The gospel reading is irritating in its brevity. Jesus says, I have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he'll guide you into all truth. He speaks what he hears. He will glorify me. He will take what is mine and declare it to you. All the Father has is mine. Actually, I don't know about you, but that's not a lot of help when we're thinking about that potential conversation tomorrow. What might we say? What is it which is important enough to have a feast day set aside for it, today, Trinity Sunday? A Trinity isn't a word that we'll find in the Bible. Trinity arose out of the church asking precisely the question we've set ourselves this morning: what is God like? Trinity is part of the church's answers to questions about the nature of God. And so important to all Christians is this concept that it's one of the few things about which all Christian churches are agreed: that God is known in different ways. Think about how we grow up in the faith. Young children learn that God is Father and Jesus is our friend. This is essential, and of course it's helpful. It's helpful as long as it's helpful. As we grow up, sadly, we learn what it is to feel let down by our parents or let down by our friends. We know there's no perfection in either. But we say something about the perfection of God. And so our speaking about God needs to keep up, to grow up with the rest of our development. Otherwise, we may find ourselves at a point where we feel let down and we have only one choice. If God as Father and Jesus as friend have let us down, then we may believe that we've ceased to believe. What the concept of Trinity provides is the possibilities that there are other ways to speak of God as well, other ways to answer the question, what is God like? Jesus' words in that fourth gospel are one such way: God is Father, the Spirit of truth. St. Paul calls the Holy Spirit. And just our two collects this morning give us even more possibility. And there's at least 102 more. How you and I speak about God will each be different. For many Christians, the formula Father, Son, and Holy Spirit works well to sum up that unity. For some, speaking of God as source of all being is more authentic or life-giving. Whatever we say tomorrow, or indeed any day, needs to be what we say. And together we have a store of ways of talking about God from which to draw. And still each day we add to this store by our own exploration and experience. In the late 1960s, the then Bishop of Woolwich wrote a book called Honest to God, which caused polarity in the church. He was heavily criticized for writing this: God is the source and ground of our being. He was criticized for reducing the nature of God by suggesting that God could be known where we are in everyday situations, and that sometimes traditional talk of God as Father didn't make sense for some people. God is the source and the ground of our being. And now, more than 50 years later, in our service of baptism, the first question in the profession of faith put to all of us, the church, is this: do you believe and trust in God the Father, source of all being and life, the one for whom we exist? And the whole church responds, we believe and trust in God. Without the work of John Robinson asking his own question, what is God like, we wouldn't have this creedal statement which we have today, which we say without concern, which we say with joy: yes, God is. We do believe and trust in God, the source of all being for whom we exist. How we think about God is different each day, I expect, and in differing circumstances. Sometimes we have a very clear sense of God as creator. Perhaps this is good for us. We like the idea of God being remote, a God up there kind of thing. The metaphors we use, God looking down, is comforting. But when we need God to be close or a companion, we need to know something of God in Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus who wailed in pain at the death of his friend Lazarus. Jesus, who was let down beyond measure by the betrayal of his friend Peter and Judas. And sometimes, when even a close friend isn't able to help, we need to know God in that deepest place of our inner being, in our hearts and minds, and receive that healing and soothing, knowing God holding those parts which are in such turmoil we can't even name them. All of these is the work of the same God. And it's together that we try to make sense of this, so that it's together we might say what God is like, how God is. When you talk tomorrow about what Trinity means for the church, you can say that it means we all know God in different ways at different times in our lives. You can say that the church has many ways of speaking about God, as many ways as there are days in the year. Perhaps you can say how you know God, or wish you could, or think you might, or how you used to know God, and how today it's different. It's together that we, the church, speak. And if we're prepared to allow God to be known in different ways for others, then we're also prepared for God to be known by us, for God to surprise us, for God to show us a different part of God's godness, if you like, each day and in every one of our circumstances. So then, with our question, we become part of the answer. What is God like? Let us pray. Holy God, faithful and unchanging, enlarge our minds with the knowledge of your truth, and draw us more deeply into the mystery of your love, that we may truly worship you, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, one God, now and forever. Amen.